I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from PitcherList.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is May 24th. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. AJ Smith-Shawver, 4.1 innings, 0 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks, 9 whiffs, and a 24% CSW. He did throw 87 pitches, though, in his return to the majors. This was his MLB debut for 2024, season debut, I should say, after pitching last year. And what we saw was generally similar to what we saw in the spring of this year. AJ Smith-Shawver did feature increased velocity. We saw 99 in the first inning, which is absolutely bonkers. He also had a 14 for 18 strike rate with his curveball, which is amazing. But I also had some big mistakes here and there that led to inefficiency in this one for Smith-Shawver. I hope Atlanta keeps him in the rotation. This is a Spencer Strider spot in the rotation. No Bryce Elder. Maybe there is Vines in there. But really, I think that Smith-Shawver getting this opportunity means that he's going to stick around. And if he were, then he gets, I believe, the Pirates next. That would be wonderful. Sorry, not the Pirates, the Nationals next. I don't know if I'm necessarily in, because there needs to be more polish added to Smith-Shawver that would suggest, hey, look, you can go six innings and actually execute everything. He had a really nice changeup at times. The first step out of the game to Mike Tautman, had a beautiful changeup for a strikeout, same with Cody Bellinger in a 2-2 count. I don't know if it's consistent enough, if he's really removed from, say, cherry bomb tendencies. So Smith-Shawver is in a good situation against Atlanta. It's not a bad spec ad at the moment. However, he's just 21 years old, and I think there's too much left to still do with his overall command to make him a consistent play that you feel good rostering throughout this year in 12-teamers. Other guys from yesterday, we have Luis Cil going 6.1 innings, 0 earned runs, 1 hit, 2 walk, and 8 strikeouts. I'm going to do a video on Luis Cil right after this podcast, so definitely go check that out on YouTube later today. 70% plus strikes on the four-seamer and 65% plus on the changeup. That's everything you want. What about the slider? Fine, 57%. Still much better from Luis Cil is pumping the zone with fastballs incessantly, and those are good eaters, and this is exactly the kind of guy I wanted, because it wasn't just the slider It was also this changeup that was earning strikes. And you don't need both of those to earn strikes. You just need one of them to support the fastball on a given day. And that's what the heel is doing. Now he gets to Angels and Giants. Yeah, Luis Heel, if you drafted him early and you held on all this way, look at you. It worked out. Sometimes it doesn't. With guys like Luis Heel, where they're just hipsters and they don't really come around, it's so good to see that Luis Heel is getting into that groove. Ryan Feltner was PL Bot's streaming pick of the day. They chose Quantrill, Gomber, and Feltner, and it all worked out. 6 innings, 0 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. You love to see it. However, I mean, Feltner's fastball isn't that good. He did get 4 whiffs, but they were just out of the zone upstairs, which is nice. But everything that was in the zone was made contact or a called strike. I'm not in on Ryan Feltner. This was just one of those moments. Remember, he didn't do well against the Marlins and the Pirates in, away from Coors. So, yeah, no, we're not doing this. Ben Brown got 66 pitches for the Cubs. It was 4 innings, though, against Atlanta. I'm glad to see that it was only 0 runs and 1 hit, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. However, he's not that good. It's just 2 pitches. And the curveball did well, got 9 whiffs in this one, but just 1 on the four-seamer. He's not really a proper starter, guys. That's why he's going just 4 innings. He doesn't have a third pitch yet. He's a little erratic still with his command. It's not the most elite of elite 2 pitches. I'm just not in here on Ben Brown long-term. Paul Skeens against the Giants. 6 innings, 1 run, that seems right. 6 hits, 1 walk, sure. 3 Ks, no decision. Wait, hold on a second. So that's really just a good ERA. The 1.17 whip is fine, but it's not pumping your fist for it, right? What the heck? This actually it's pretty simple. Paul Skeens would get the 2 strikes and then just really wouldn't put them away effectively. Sometimes he would give them the pitch that they were looking for instead of going back to a slider. Sometimes he just threw mistakes and in 2 strike counts and they were able to put contact on it or get the bat on it. One of those games, it's kind of cool to see an 89 mile per hour changeup in the mix as well. But yeah, Paul Skeens, you do not need to worry about this whatsoever. You still feel very confident with Skeens moving forward. Kevin Gausman had 18 whiffs against the Tigers, and we're just so happy about it. I know, it's very unfortunate we don't have StatCast data, so I did watch a lot of this. Yeah, it looked really solid with good splitters down. It was the Tigers as well, so the fastballs he did throw in the zone were not punished. It was all good all around. 6 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 10 Ks. He needed a start like this. Now, hopefully, he gets the confidence from this one to continue against teams that aren't the Detroit Tigers. Other side of it, same game, was Jack Flaherty against the Jays. 6.1 innings of 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts. 14 whiffs, 36% CSW. Yeah, this is great, except for the fact that he was left in the 7th inning. And what the heck? They left him in too long. It was 1 run through 6 innings. And then all of a sudden they decide, yeah, you know what? You're going to allow 1 base run. We're going to keep you in there for longer. 2 runs scored. Careful, Icarus. So annoying. A 2-run shot on his 103rd pitch. What the heck? I hate it. But Jack Flaherty is looking good, and that's really cool. We have everybody else we're going to talk about, and this one's a short slate yesterday and a short, of course, we have tomorrow's starters to talk about. We're going to talk about all of that after this break.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories.
But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Eric Miller at Pittsburgh. What? Who is that? He's just opening for Mason Miller. Went 2.2 innings of disaster. And no, we're going to move on there. You have Zach Wheeler against Texas. Ace is going to ace. 7 innings, 200 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks in, 5 strikeouts. Even a tick up on his fastball. That's all good there against the Rangers. That's why he's an ace. And probably SP1 on Monday. Luis Castillo against the Yankees. Unfortunate. 5 innings, 200 runs. Yes, but 10 base runners and 3 Ks. No one is safe against the hot Yankee offense. Whatever, we keep starring Luis Castillo. Grayson Rodriguez did well against the White Sox because the White Sox, we had 5 walks. Oh boy, 5.2, 5 innings of 200 runs, 3 hits, 5 walks and 7 Ks. He got the win, so really just the whip is absolutely annoying. What's going on? Well, he couldn't throw his fastball for strikes. I mean, really, this was a really, really bad 51% strike rate on the four-seam. Oh man, but 56% CSW on his sliders, everything that kept him in this game. You have Andrew Heaney against the Phillies, just did not come through. 3.1 innings, 300 runs, but 9 hits as he was singled out, 2 walks, and just 1 strikeout. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? Unfortunate, he could be better against Arizona Diamondbacks. He did go more open with the Blake Snell blueprint, but then it was too far. His fastballs were too far out of the zone, and so on and so forth. So he just didn't throw enough good strikes, and then when he did, they were hit. It was really annoying for Andrew Heaney. He gets Arizona Diamondbacks next. I could see it being okay, but I think I'm going to avoid that. Joey Estes against the Rockies, 7 innings, 4 runs, 7 hits, 0 walks, and 6 strikeouts. We have Estes getting Rocky Road here, and you were hoping that he would get enough command to do it, but really 2 earned runs in 2 innings to start the game, and that was really it. 14 whiffs are kind of cool from Estes, and I watched all of them, and I was like, yeah, this isn't really anything. And by the way, I did mention Mason Miller instead of Mason Black before. It was 2.2 innings of Mason Black for the Giants, not Mason Miller. My sincere apologies. I mean, he's just on the mind, you know, and he got a little roughed up yesterday. It happens, Mason Miller. Everyone is mortal. Okay. Frankie Montas against the Padres, 6 innings, 4 earned runs, 9 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks. He was a reluctant streamer of the day. 1 earned run really away from making this worthwhile. He got singled out in this one. So it goes. He gets the Cardinals next. Maybe he can be a decent Toby there for a quality start. And last but not least, is Mike Clevinger, 4.2 innings, 5 earned runs, 7 hits, 3 walks, and 5 Ks. Yeah, just don't think about him. Just in all aspects, just don't think about Mike Clevinger and you'll be a much happier person. Looking forward to tomorrow's games. As far as updates today, by the way, is just Jose Urania replacing Michael Lorenzen. He gets the Twins. I don't like that one. Sure, maybe Urania has some magic, but yeah, that's just not it for me. And tomorrow's starting pitcher is Aaron Nola, Logan Gilbert, Nick Pivetta, Dylan Cease, Jose Barrios, and Reynaldo Lopez in that auto start tier. Yeah, not benching any of these guys. That's pretty cool. Dylan Cease is going against the Yankees. I can understand some trepidation there. The Yankees are hot right now, and Cease does have that lower floor. I think you're doing it because Cease has been just so good, and yes, the last start was bad, but I feel like you're doing this, and I think if I have Dylan Cease, I'm going to chase it. Probable start tier, you have Tanner Bibee, Jordan Hicks, Jordan Montgomery, Marcus Stroman, Brady Singer, Dean Kramer, Jameson Taillon, Jose Soriano, and Spencer Arrigetti. I should mention Walker Buehler is also at the end of that auto start tier as he's at Cincinnati. I feel as if he's in a place now after his last start that you should be liking Buehler and letting him go in your leagues. Tanner Bibee and Jordan Hicks are in the probable start tier because Bibee is not that great. He's kind of a cherry bomb. And even though it's at LA, I feel like there's still some risk here. Hicks, as long as he throws enough strikes. Montgomery is a Toby, same as Stroman. Brady Singer, sinker slider, but it is at Tampa Bay. So fine, you're going to do this one. Dean Kramer against the White Sox. Well, it's the Orioles. He's probably going to get a win here. And yes, it was a setback last start, but hopefully he has his best material moving forward. With essentially called strikes on the sinker and splitters working and four seamers upstairs and cutters around the zone. Like, just have one or two of those work really well and you're fine, Dean Kramer. Jameson Taillon is a Toby against the Cardinals. The stream pick of the day is Jose Soriano, or if you want to go with Spencer Arrigetti, you can. They're kind of tough. I was debating putting them into the questionable starts here, but I think you're safe with both. So Jose Soriano, if he throws enough strikes with a sinker, he should be good. He has a really good curveball as well. And it's Cleveland on the road, not in home run factory. Cleveland, Ohio. And then you have Spencer Arrighetti against the Oakland Athletics. I think you have a cheap win here. Spencer Arrighetti has a good fastball that works upstairs, and he has good secondaries that fill the zone effectively. Just needs to get enough strikes, essentially. You have questionable start here of Hunter Green against the Dodgers. He did get 17 whiffs on his four seamer last time he faced them. Probably not going to repeat that one. It could work. Who knows? He's a big cherry bomb there. Luis Severino, I want to think he's a good enough Toby that against the Giants he would be in probably start, but honestly, I just don't really dig what Severino does. I don't think the risk is worth the reward. Reese Olson would be higher up in the probable start tier against the Jays if it weren't for his comebacker in his last start that had him leave the game, and I'm worried that it's still going to be affecting him in some aspects. I'm going to have him in questionable starts here, but if he does well, then great. If you just want to go with it, awesome. He might be limited because of it. There's just a little bit of haze that I don't like there. And then Michael Renzen against the Twins. Yes, it could be a quality start. If you're looking for a quality start, maybe that works there. Aaron Civale is the end of the questionable start here against the Royals because, well, Aaron Civale isn't very good right now. And it's really annoying. Hopefully, his valley does not last very long. In the do not start tier, you have Mitch Keller, JP Sears, Eric Fede, Colin Ray, Trevor Williams, Chris Paddock, Sixto Sanchez, Dakota Hudson, and Matthew Liberatore. Not too many interesting ones here. Mitch Keller's a cherry bomb. Sears gets the Astros, Fede against the Orioles, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't want to do Trevor Williams against the Mariners. You guys know why. And also, yeah, he's just not that good. And he had a Vargas rule and was bad last time. There you go. You do not continue with Trevor Williams. That is it for today. It's a very short one. I am going to record my SP Fab forecast as well. If you are a PL Pro member, make sure that you're checking out that podcast. It's just for you. No one else gets it. And it's exclusive where I share my sit and start grid for the entirety of next week, my two-start pitcher rankings for next week, and of course, my Fab feelings, my fab thoughts for 12 teamers and 15 teamers for those in weekly leagues. It's a fun podcast. It's just for PL Pro members, so go check that out later today. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson, and here we are. Go, 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 go.
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43-9267-V1.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.